AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump reverses his position on the Epstein files. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
President Trump now says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump had been fighting the proposal as more Republicans supported the release of the files. But that changed Sunday night. Writing on social media, Trump said, quote, "We have nothing to hide." Trump's statement followed a fierce fight within the GOP over the files, including a nasty split with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had long been one of his fiercest supporters. Democrats and some Republicans have been pushing a measure that would force the Justice Department to make public more documents from the case. The president's shift is an implicit acknowledgement that they have enough votes to pass the House, although the measure's future in the Senate is uncertain. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Earlier on Air Force One, the president talked about the investigation being started into Democrats and their ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm the chief law enforcement officer of the country. Not that I want to use that, but I am considered the chief law enforcement agent in the country, and I'm allowed to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I had nothing to do with that choice. It's an example that came from Pam Bondi, from the DOJ.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says after a surge in Border Patrol activity in Charlotte over the weekend, it is not making the city safer and is stoking fear. A drone struck a Turkish flag tanker and set it on fire in southern Ukraine's Odessa region, a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a deal to import U.S. liquefied natural gas through that area. Ukraine also signed a letter of intent to buy up to 100 warplanes from France, along with drones and ground-to-air systems. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. At the United Nations climate talks, government ministers will take over negotiations from lower-level government subordinates.
The move brings a whole different dimension to the table, said David Owasco, director of the International Climate Initiative at World Resources Institute. Adding to the pressure delegates face late Sunday, the Brazilian presidency of the talks issued a five-page summary on how to proceed with sticky issues, including telling nations to do more in their new emissions-cutting plans, how trade disputes and barriers involving climate are handled, and the need for financial aid to poor nations. Further, officials are considering creating new detailed roadmaps to get from a lofty goal to something done. It's what's already been used to solidify last year's $300 billion annual goal for rich nations to provide climate financial aid to poor ones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.